with your lives in Krishna consciousness. You can follow Jai Gopinath Prabhu's example and just stay absorbed in service. Don't get sidetracked. One thing I see from time to time is that temple brahmacharis, they become attracted to some young girls visiting the temple. Don't do that. Don't make a mess of your life. It also gives the temple a bad name if you do that. Then they start calling on the cell phone. The cell phone is very dangerous. So if you feel you can't go on with your brahmachari life, then you inform your temple devotees, your parents, and let them arrange something. But don't get into this smiling at the girls and phoning them up. I'm not accusing anyone, but I'm just saying, you know, it does happen from time to time. And in the modern age with these cell phones, it's become very, very dangerous. So don't do that. You've come to lead a very pure life, so remain pure. Anything in particular you'd like to ask? Actually, everything you have to say for the brahmacharis is in that book, Brahmachari and Krishna Consciousness, so you can read that. Anything else?
How to maintain and expand the Krishna consciousness movement?
Maintain means we should follow everything Prabhupada says, and expand means we have to preach. Preaching, you know, means there are so many different ways to preach. Actually, you know the answer yourself. You just have to do it. Preaching means first and foremost distributing books. There are so many programs. What are the other programs?
College preaching.
College preaching is one. What else?
House preaching.
Going out regularly on Harinam Sankirtan in the streets and villages, doing festivals. There's so many things to do. You yourself know. The question you have asked, you yourself could answer.
Sometimes we find it difficult to maintain things. So, how to?
Well, I suggested to Jai Gopinath Prabhu that he more and more involve the local congregation. So many men who could be preaching are tied up in maintenance work.
Sometimes devotees feel because we are putting effort, but we are not getting the result. But in some other temple, they are doing. Very nicely it is, you know, blossoming.
So yeah, well, generally it takes time for things to develop.
It takes time.
And circumstances are different in different places. Different leaders have different capacities also, I see. Not every scientist is an Einstein. Developing is in quantity, and quality is also there. So we have to see. Just bringing more and more people isn't necessarily our aim and object. Just a group came to see me. I think half of them were initiated devotees. But they haven't read Prabhupada's books. So they don't know what they're doing, actually. They're making some progress, they're chanting, their feelings toward Krishna are awakening, but they, without reading Prabhupada's books, they're not going to have a clear idea of Krishna consciousness.
You're referring to the group just met you?
You know them, from some little temple here.
Yes, ma'am. The manager who was here earlier.
Damodar Prasad, I think his name was. He's doing something.
Okay.
Maharaj, how do you arrange this village preaching program? Because the people in devotees, not so much in the temple, but it's...
The thing is, there's unlimited opportunity for preaching, but you have to do what you can. Right? So you work that out between yourselves. If you decide to do 200 new house programs every week, is it possible? No. Let's be realistic.
So generally, devotees expect something and in the result they find it difficult to adjust between the two.
What do you mean, they expect something?
Expectation in their advancement or in the result of their services or even in distribution or preaching programs. So we go
and then you need patience. Don't be fruitive. It's not like running a job or a business where you expect some profit. Do your duty. Yogastha. There are so many verses in Gita about this. Yogastha. Kuru karmatram. Do your duty, being situated in yoga. And don't put your hand on your mouth, you should go wash your hand off, without touching anything else. Karma jaya hiya karma na. Niyatam kuru karmatram. So you have nice programs. Let's say you have nice Harinam, so many devotees came. There's lots of Harinam that will keep everything vibrant.
And yeah, trying to increase on the Harinam circuit in the streets.
Yeah, good, great.
So we are now doing only in Sundays. But if we have more devotees, I have an idea to do it every day.
Good. Do it every day.
Alone with Harinam, we don't go to suppose I in state and change them.
You can do it alone. Generally, the more the better. Bahubhye militva yad kirtanam iti sankirtanam. Sankirtan means many devotees. Bahu means more than one. Actually, more than two. Bahu Vachan begins with three.
So now you want Karta, one Maradana player, and one singer. We can understand.
Yeah.
At least.
All right, I'll give you some more. Brahmachari is taking sweets. Is it allowed? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Oh, Vishnu Chitta Prabhu? Is he there?
Yes, I'm right.
That we're going through Salem, so that Jai Shri Ram, he works at the station. If he's going to be on duty at the time, then I can just drop off that book to him.
Okay. Even otherwise, some devotees anyway are coming.
Some devotees are coming.
Milk.
I think we are getting some. Next day is Ekadasi. It's difficult to arrange provisions there. So devotees just give little whatever is required for cooking.
I see.
And Salem.
So
it will
be around 4:35
or 5. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes, you can give the book.
So give that book and I'll give it.
Yes. Sometimes we go for preaching and we come in the late night. So mornings, sadhana gets disturbed. So how to balance?
Yeah, well, don't do it every night. Don't do it every night, otherwise your whole spiritually and even physically that will affect you. Sometimes, not all the time. Better keep prasad in the right hand. But you don't, you do that what, once a week, something like that?
Yeah, 2-3 days.
Again, you have to see, you use your intelligence. If it's becoming too much of a strain, then you have to cut down. We want to push ourselves in Krishna's service, but we have to be a little considerate of our situation also, because if we push, and then we get broken health, then what's the benefit? If by pushing yourself less, you can go on longer doing all preaching, that's better than doing just like a firework. Mm-hmm. Big display and then finished. Mm-hmm. Better be steady and go on like this. That's why I could have given classes here every day, but why should I when I'm already the health is poor. So I'm just trying to relax a bit. At least not straining my voice. Okay, having said that, I'll finish speaking here now.
So please for U.S. Maharaj, can you have offenses inside?
I didn't get much, I wasn't there much, I couldn't see all your offenses. When I get enough strength, I'll bring a stick and beat you. I'm going now to Udupi for some treatment and I'm not in a fit state to beat you now, so we'll leave it for later. This Shyamala Mataji told me there's a temple of Ranganatha Swami just north of Chennai, 18
feet.
How far is that from here? This is north Chennai here?
50 kilometers.
50, that's quite some distance.
It's about 40 to 50 kilometers.
It's way out in a village, yeah?
Yes.
Is that near to that ashram of Sudarshanachara?
No.
It's a different direction.
No, yeah.
It's on the way to anywhere? No.
On the way to Nellore. Right? On the way to Nellore.
Oh, so it's on the near the coastal region, huh?
I don't know exactly the place.
Oh, okay. Maybe sometime I could go. There are so many places to go. Parthasarathi is some distance, huh?
From here it is not much. Half an hour?
Half an hour.
Today, Gurumada?
Too tight on time, is it?
Too tight.
I just think I haven't been there for years. Quite some years.
No, if everyone else can get it ready, then we can.
Better not to make it too
tight.
You
can come to the central station straight away. Other things
can happen.
Better not make it too tight. We had an experience at Chennai Central once.
I was just telling them.
And that train was on the furthest platform away.
Actually, that is platform number one.
Yeah.
But we go, if you go from this side, it's the lowest platform.
So I ran and I just made it on the train.
Yeah.
And all the luggage was left behind. and several of the bodies were left behind. And because I had to run and jump, then I got a sprained ankle and the whole Vyasa Puja was limping. That was ridiculous. He was driving too slowly. Okay. Recently in England, I had to catch a flight, and devotee wanted to be dropped off at the bus stand, so it took an extra 5 minutes, and I came just 5 minutes after the after the baggage drop closed, and they wouldn't let me on.
Oh.
And I had a connecting flight to, it was Manchester to London, London to Bahrain.
Oh.
So I missed the whole thing. Fortunately, they put me on a later flight to London and then an overnight flight to Bahrain. So I missed the program in Bahrain that day. But I didn't have to spend any extra money. I had to sit all day in Heathrow Airport. But I thought I'd lose all the money. It's a very expensive ticket. All tickets in England are expensive because the government puts so much tax. So I thought it was all lost. But somehow or other, it said on the ticket, non-refundable, usable only on this date. But somehow they put me on. I think the person at Gulf Air made a mistake. But I'm just saying, it's better not to. I know Ajahn Chakravarti, he always used to be like that. He had arrived rushing to the airport, arrived there 1 minute before or 10 minutes later, and somehow get on the plane. Once he came late to Dhaka in Bangladesh, which was many years ago. And in those days there was no proper phone, there was no internet, nothing. So we didn't know why. We thought he didn't come, we didn't know, and then we got a message a few hours later saying he's coming on such and such. So he said, I got there too late, I was in Chennai, Madras it was called. So then I got another, you're supposed to fly, what's that, mosquitoes?
Mosquitoes.
Yeah, there's so many mosquitoes. He was supposed to fly Madras to Calcutta, Calcutta to Dhaka. But instead he flew Madras to Bombay, Bombay to Calcutta, Calcutta to Dhaka, because he missed the flight. First time I saw him overseas, which year was that? It must have been 1979, it was in Germany. It was the first time he'd been out of India, I think, for 9 years. And he arrived late. What happened? He was on Kuwait Airways. And the flight was delayed. So he was stuck in Kuwait for several hours. And the air conditioning was broken. And it was summer.
In Kuwait.
It's one of the hottest places. The Gulf is hot, but that's one of the hottest places. It's hotter than Dubai or Bahrain or other. It's very, very hot there. So he came there. There's a Rath Yatra in Zurich. And he gave a lecture to the public and he said, sometimes in the past, people in religious ecstasy, they used to throw themselves in front of the wheels and attain liberation. And then afterwards, Hari Keshwami said to him that probably in the West you shouldn't say things like that. People will think we're fanatics. And he hadn't been outside India for so many years. He didn't yet. He was a bit non-adjusted.
So there, some memories.
Hare Krishna. You're all glorious, serving Prabhupada's mission. Don't give up this opportunity. Hare Krishna.